As we gather this morning in this beautiful church dedicated to St. Louis, here in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm thinking of another church dedicated to St. Louis in Rome, San Luigi dei Francesi, where in a side chapel there hangs that magnificent painting by Caravaggio, The Call of St. Matthew, whose feast we celebrate today. No doubt you've all seen this incredible painting. And if you haven't, take some time today to Google it. This painting by Caravaggio presents us not only a depiction of the call of St. Matthew, but rather it offers us a deep meditation on the whole of the Christian mystery. And indeed, of a particular part of that mystery, the imitation of Christ through discipleship. In the middle of the painting, kind of towards the top, there's a window. And in the window, the panes of the window form a perfect cross. And by that, I take Caravaggio to make the simple point that the cross stands at the middle of every Christian mystery. Every grace, every mystery unfolds in the Christian life under the sign of the cross and indeed at the foot of the cross. So that everything unfolding in the scene that Caravaggio picks, he puts there beneath the shadow of the cross. And on the left side of the painting there you have the Lord standing in the doorway, looking at a table surrounded by men counting money. And he extends his hand in a gesture of both selection and identification, but also invitation. The Lord is calling someone to follow him. And at the other end of the painting is that table, surrounded by men counting the money. And what's interesting about that side of the painting is that you don't exactly know which of the men Matthew is. Is it the older gentleman sitting, looking at the Lord, pointing to himself like, are you pointing at me? Am I the one being chosen here? Or is it the young man at the far end of the table, not even looking at the Lord, just engrossed in the task of counting out coin after coin? My own suspicion is that it's him. And so there's this marvelous scene then. At the foot of the cross, in the cross's shadow, men involved in the affairs of the world and the Lord bursting in with an invitation to discipleship. The greatest thing about this painting, however, is not just the depiction of this scene, but the presence of another figure standing close to the Lord. It's Peter. And what Peter is doing in the painting, I think, is cause for our own meditation today and this weekend as we're reflecting on the theme of leadership after the heart of Mary. Because what Peter is doing in the painting, I think, is what every disciple who is called to leadership is given not only the task, but the grace to do. The Lord standing there, pointing at Matthew, and that gesture of selection and election, but also invitation. And the marvelous thing about the way the Lord's hand is depicted, the way it's stretched out, Caravaggio has him there and the exact imitation of the gesture of Adam in Michelangelo's creation of Adam. Christ is the new Adam, who in his role as the new Adam is beginning the new creation. So there he's there in the gesture of the new Adam, bold, confident. And there's Peter next to him. And we don't even see Peter's face, we just see his back. And Peter, in a more hesitating way, is also stretching out his hand and trying to imitate the Lord, trying to get his hand in the same position, the same form as our Lord's. And in the painting, he's almost got it, but not quite. And you can see he's looking at the Lord, looking for, you know, reassurance that at least he's on the way. What Caravaggio there is telling us, and what he's inviting us to meditate on, is that not only is the call of each disciple personal and from the Lord, but that he engages other disciples too in the exercise of that ministry of calling and inviting to discipleship. And that being called as a disciple to that kind of leadership and governance, of bringing others into the grace of discipleship, is itself an exercise of the imitatio Christi, of the imitation of Christ. To exercise in some way the authority of Christ in the church, to exercise in some way, govern over some portion of the Christian faithful, is not only in itself a high and dignified calling, but also one that calls for an ever greater imitation of the Lord. To exercise governance, to exercise leadership, demands a certain conformity to Christ, so that if it's not just his authority that's being exercised, it's also his authority exercised in the manner that he himself exercises it over the church as the new Adam, as the father of a new creation, as the husband of a virginal and spotless bride. So like Peter, each of us called to leadership are called also to conform our lives and the exercise of our leadership to Christ's, to be there like Peter, stretching out the hand that invites, the hand that calls, the hand that orders, to exercise that hand after the very manner of Christ himself. And of course, it's not only Peter, as Caravaggio depicts him, who lives this imitatio, but of course, Our Lady, who is Queen of heaven and earth, exercises this imitatio in the most perfect way. And so over this weekend, as we meditate on the graces of her Immaculate Heart and ponder what those graces, those perfect graces, mean for not only her leadership in the church, but ours, let us remember the lesson that Caravaggio teaches in this painting. Let us follow Our Lady deeper into the Imitatio Christi that has as one of its primary duties the exercise of leadership and governance. May the prayers of St. Matthew accompany ours today as we beseech Our Lady for an ever greater deep and deeper share in her grace, the grace of following her Son.